Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali's second quarter results presentation conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Paola Moratti, Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon, and welcome to all of you. My name is Paola Moratti, and I am the Investor Relations Officer of Banca Generali. I'm very pleased to introduce Banca Generali's second quarter results presentation. Here with me, Giorgio Girelli, Chief Executive Officer, Pier Mario Motta, General Manager, and Giancarlo Fancelli, CFO. At the end of the presentation, we will be glad to take your questions. Now, I'll hand you over to Giorgio Girelli.
Good afternoon to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to comment the second quarter results of Banca Generali and first half results. I assume that you have in your hands the presentation. I would like to start with the first chart, which is page 2, it is the agenda. We would like the first part to talk about where we stand today, that is the first half 07 results, and then to focus on the key issues, the growth, the profitability, the sustainability, and then the key drivers, product, network, and cost control. Immediately after, to talk about looking forward and to talk about changing scenario and new initiatives to create value. The first slide, number 3. We have tried to summarize the results of the first half that, as a matter of fact, we can consider very, very positive. We have here the first half results at a glance, and then in the next slide, we will comment more in details these figures. If you look at the total income, you see that quarter on quarter, the total income went up 14.7%, while first 6 months of 06 and 07 went up 15.8%. We have to say that all these figures are like-for-like basis, because we consider also for the year 06 Banca BSI Italy as included in the figures. As you know, the deal was closed, was official since July 1st, 06, but we prefer to comment only like-for-like basis, because we consider much more productive for the discussion. Operating expenses, we come back to this issue. We are very glad about this. You know that we consider a fundamental pillar of our strategic plan. Quarter on quarter, we see a decrease of 0.3%, and half on half, we see a decrease of 0.5%. The earnings before taxes and depreciation went up a very positive way, quarter-on-quarter 42.6%, and half-on-half 43.3%. The net profit in the quarter went up 18 times, and half-on-half went up 17 times. So, as you can see, definitely we can consider very positive economic results of the bank, and just in line with our plans. If we go to page slide 4, I would like to comment briefly the main figures that we have here. Then first, net interest income. You see here a jump from 12.2 to 20.2, so a change of 65.9%. We are very glad about this. We consider this as a result of the strong efforts we made on the banking strategy. The bank was very successful with the clients in having new clients with a current account. And as a matter of fact, as I will say now, there have been positive effects both for the clients and for the bank. For the bank, you know, that after the increase of the interest rate, now the Euribor rate is about 4%. roughly speaking, we pay to our clients about 50-55% of the Euribor. So it means that for the bank is retaining 1.9 more or less on the amount on current account. You have to consider that on the interest margin, the rebate to the network is very, very limited. So at the end, the net profit for the bank on the current account is very high. If we look at the increase of the net interest margin versus last year, we can see that half of that was coming from the volumes, and half of that was coming from the growth in the interest rate. Both of the clients, I said before, were very glad about this because we were able in this way to anticipate a bit what happened on the financial market. So we have now many clients that are more liquid than the usual. And as a matter of fact, combined with what we did, and I will tell after about this, with protected products like BG Protection and the new product called BG Target, many clients of ours are very glad because we were able to protect their capital even during this not-so-easy phases of the market. Coming to the net commissions, you see that we have an increase of 8.1% like-for-like basis. As I said during the comment of the first quarter results, we had a quite slow beginning of the year in asset management products. This was fully recovered starting from, let's say, the end of May, when we launched, you remember the product was called the BG Target, that is a protected capital discretionary account that gives to the bank about net margin 2.2%. And from the end of May up to now, let's say Friday afternoon, we already sold about 200 million euro. As you can imagine, the full effect of this is not accounted in the first half results. And due to that, we are fully aware, and we will come back to this, that we can reach our profitability target. As a matter of fact, now we have increase of net commission of 8.1. We have that to consider that in the net commission we didn't post any performance fees because we post only at the end of the year. Just giving you an indication, as of today, after the decrease of financial markets, we are very glad about performance fees, of course not accounted, but we are well above 10-12 million euros now. Going down, we have net income from trading activities and dividends. The sum of these figures is now 6.1 million, and is practically the same of last year when it was 5.6. The incidence now on the net banking income is now 5.8% versus 6.2 of last year, first half. So I can consider this as a positive figure, not so high, and particularly glad because we don't have a volatility we have a very low volatility in the net banking income because you can consider that we have no performance fees and then we have only 5% incidence coming from financial markets. We will come after also to this issue. That going down to net operating expenses, I can consider this as a fantastic result. The bank went down 0.6% versus last year, and I can consider this as one of the best results in this account, because this means that, as we said during the IPO, the 30th machine of the bank is fully working, and is able to work much better with to work better with a higher amount of assets under management. Just for giving you an indication, we had average assets in the first half about 24.4 billion euros. We had last year in the same period of time 21.8 billion euros. The incidence of operative cost last year was 58 basis points and went down this year 51 basis points. So it's clear what is happening, that the bank is able to, was able to manage 6.3 increase of the assets, because we have now 6.3% assets more than January 1st, and with a strong increase of the operative cost. As a consequence of that, you have the cost-income ratio that went down from 65% in the first half to 56.7% of this year, with a decrease of 8.3% points. As a result of the increase of 16% of the net banking income and the decrease of 0.6% of the net operating expenses, we have that operating profit is going up from 27.3 to 42 million, with an increase of 53.8%. Then we go down to the provisions for liabilities and contingencies. You know that the most important part are the provisions for the equipment. Inside of this 24 billion, we have about 780 million due to the recruitment. You know that the recruitment was very good in the first half of the 07. I can say that we accelerate our programs in recruiting, and we anticipated in the first half also what we had in mind to do in the second half. So we have now 80 million euros of provisions versus 17.5 in the first half of the last year. The income before taxation went up from 2.1 million to 18 million, nine times more. We have still a full Italian tax rate. You see here we have a very heavy tax rate, also due to the IRAP effect. You know that IRAP is progressive, and when you have low income before taxation, the incidence is higher. So at the time last year, we had full year, we had about 40%. We have now 44%, and we should come back to 40 for the year 07. The net profit went up from 0.6 million to 10.1, 17 times more. I already commented the cost income ratio, and I have to comment earnings before tax and depreciation. We have now 45.3 million euros versus 31.6 of last year, with increase of 43.4%, what we can consider definitely a very good result in the industrial profitability of the bank. I would be very fast on the last, on the next slide, slide five, quarter on quarter. You see that quarter on quarter the figures more or less are the same, the percentages are more or less the same of the first half. I would like to go to slide six with the first issue, that is the growth. As you see, in the first 6 months of the year, the company confirmed to be the leader in terms of net inflows with 1.2 billion euros, with 18.9% of market share in net inflows. Full year postage, we had last year 16.7%, so we had an increase of roughly 2%, 2 percentile points versus last year. So very good results also this year that is confirming Banca Generali Group as market leader in net inflows. If we look at the assets under management, we have market data only of the first quarter because we don't have still market figures for the first half. But looking at the first quarter, we see that Banca Generali went up from 10.5% of market share in asset management, in asset under management, went up to 10.6 with 24.4. At the end of June, as you see here, the assets under management were 25.2 billion, meaning a growth of 6.3% since beginning of January of this year. So 6.3% in 6 months. Slide 7, the second issue, profitability. And the left side of this chart, you see our profitability, asset under management profitability. We had in the 05, we had 1.23. We had 2. In 06, we had 1.34, where we have 5 basis points coming from performance fees. If we look at the first half results, we are 1.36% excluding any performance fees. Looking at these figures, we are very, very confident that our target of 07 will be fully achieved. If we look at the earnings before taxes and depreciation, and always again excluding performance fees, we had 30.8% in 05, we had 59.3 in 06, we have now 45.3 million euros of earnings before taxes and depreciation. So we can say that the first half of the year meant that we reached 75% of the total 06 earnings before taxes and depreciation, and combined with the growth in the profitability without performance fees, we consider an excellent result. I already said I would like to underline that we don't have neither in asset under management profitability nor in the earnings before tax and depreciation, we have no performance fee. That, as we said now, after the fees of financial market is well above 10 million euros. Slide 8, sustainability. You know that one of the pillars of strategic of Banca Generali is the sustainability of the revenues and of the profits. And I'm very happy about this due to this uncertain phase of the market. How we can be glad about this? Because if you look at the net banking income of this year, first half of 06, we have that 90% is coming from the net interest income. As I already said before, for Banca Generali now, net banking, net interest income is a very important part of the profitability in the bank, is very steady. So this way we have a steady profit, we have a glad client at the time being. So I would say a really win-win situation. Then we have 75% of the net banking income coming from net commission, and then we have 6% coming from trading and dividends. So the steadiness of the net banking income is confirming more and more. And if you look at the right part of the slide, the gross commission, you see that gross commission half on half went up 12% from 129.6 to 145.4 million euros, where front fees more or less are the same 19 and 20. Management fees, so the city part is 71%, no performance fees, and banking revenue is more or less the same. So as you can see very easily, the recurring fees are still predominant. The stability of the revenues is very, very high, both in the net banking income and in the gross commission. And you know that is exactly the mission of the company, to grow in a very steady and a consistent way. Slide 9, we wanted to underline how many 4, 5, and 3-star products we have. We sell now roughly 1,000 products, out of which 400 are 4, 5, and 3-star. So 40% of our products are in the top rank of the market, and for sure this is very, very good for our clients that are sure to find inside the offer of Banca Generali of the best in the world. But then coming to the right part of the chart, there is something that really this time I would like to underline a bit more than in the past. As you know, in our behavior, we never pushed so much the performances of our products. But this time I think that is not correct. As you see here, appeared in an article on Corriere della Sera some days ago that was very, very important for us because and the data were taken from Money Mate, so an independent source. As you can see here, you can see that BG mutual funds and SICAVs had weighted average performance in the first half of 2007 of 2.94, so exactly you see here the top companies in the market. Then there are many others in the lower part of the classified. So we had the 2.94 in the first half, but we had since the beginning of 2004 until the end June of 2007, we were the first in the market with a weighted average performance of 25.26%. So definitely the best performance in the market, about 3% more than the second player. And then I would underline also that the cost, how much are the costs of this product? You see here the average total expense ratio that is 1.6%, while the average is 1.82. So definitely we can consider, we are very proud to say that we have top performing products really at the top of the market, as you can see in two and a half years, which have, as I define many times, an European price. Because if you look at the classification of European pricing, you see that more or less the total expense ratio in the mutual funds is very near to 1.6%. So we can see here that we have excellent results of our product combined with the best-in-class product in the world. We have what we can say European pricing, so we have no fear about the future in the margins, because for sure with such prices we don't have any fear from margin pressure that can come. And as a final result of this, a very good boost to the main word of our strategy, that is sustainability. I never dedicated so much time to comment our performances and our products, but I think that looking at these figures was useful to spend some minutes about it. Next slide, 10. It's going on our strategy to have high-quality professionals. You see that all in all we had recruitment of 62 people, where 32 were with assets over 10 million euros, 18 between 4 and 10, and 12 is under below 4 billion. We had 63 out people, where you can see here that most of them, they came from Banca Generali and were people with assets well above 4 million euros. So as you look at after, our strategy to have an increasing assets to financial advisors is going on. We have, as an average, 11.8% million euros per financial advisors, where Banca Generali has 9.1 and BSI 28.1. As a result of this, at the time being now, we have 32% of the total financial advisors with assets over 10 million. We have 43% with assets between 4 and 10, and we have 25% with assets below 4%. At the end of 2005, we had 40% of the network with assets below 4 million, and now we have 25%. At the same period of time, we had 20% of the advisors with assets over 10 million. We have now 32%. I think that is very important because I think that the times that are coming requires more and more to companies like ours to have only skilled people. I think that to give advice to the client, you don't have only people to knock the doors of the client, but you need to have skilled people. Then we will comment briefly also something about MiFID, but it's easy to understand for you that with all the new rules of MiFID, will be more and more difficult to give advice without having really skilled and very professional guys. I think that without having this, the risk is to go out of this industry. Slide 11, cost control. As I already said, we are very satisfied about these figures. The company worked very, very well. Operating expenses went down half 0.3%, whilst in the same period of time, the asset under management went up about 11%. So we had an increase of 11-12% in the asset under management, and we had in the same period of time a decrease of 0.3% in operating costs. This was exactly what we promised during IPO. You see here a cost income ratio, I already commented, 70.1% in 2005, 62% in 2006, 56.7% in the first half of 2007. Slide 12. Something about the changing scenario, the MiFID legislation. Every one of you is very aware about that. We would like to define this, a dramatic change in the European financial service industry that is coming the 1st November of this year. And has been defined a new way for the relationship between clients and financial service providers. I'm definitely convinced about that. MiFID is not only a new legislation, it is a new way of dealing relationship between clients and financial service providers. We can say that there are two pillars in the MiFID. The first is consultancy. You have to give consultancy to the clients if you want to be allowed to take revenues. In example, you know there are some strict rules for taking management fees. You can take only if you are able to demonstrate that you are giving added value service to the client after the first year. Definitely having an open architecture, you can demonstrate very easily that you are giving the best support to your clients in choosing the best product. The second pillar is transparency, you know very well. Why we consider Banca Generali ready to comply with the new scenario? It's clear that our business model is centered on the real consultant to the client. Not Banca Generali, but regulators clearly stated that open architecture will be a consequence of the NIST introduction, it is clear this, and Banca Generali started the project with MIFID in the beginning, very early in the beginning of 2007. I can consider a very good example the financial advisor service, you remember that was presented by us in the industrial plan, was launched during this month, and the financial advisor service that you can see at the bottom of the slide is definitely what MIFID is asking. You have to know everything about your client, you have to understand all his assets, all his real estate, how much he is risk aversion and everything. And then to build up an asset allocation advice only due to this characteristic of the client. This service that is brand new is very successful. Our network was very glad to have it and is giving, at the time being, the service is for free to the client. And in 2 weeks, we had already about 700 clients that entered in the bank through this service. Slide 13. I said before that we had a very successful launch of the product BG Target, that is Protected Capital Discretionary Account. Was launched in May 14. At June, were sold 135 million. To date, about 200 million. So definitely a very good success, and it is very positive both for the clients, because I would like to come back that through this product and products like the insurance products that are called BG Protection and BG Security, all these products give the protection of the capital. They are more or less they have a tenure of 10, 12 years. So in this way, there are positive effects both for the bank and for the client that feel very protected by the adverse market conditions that they have now. So again, combining the strategy, the banking strategy, and the launch of this product, I remember that since the launch, the unit link, the BG Protection and BG Security, we sold about 600 million euros, 200 million BG Target in 1 month and a half. So a very high protection given to our clients combined with a very good profit for the bank. We will launch a new SICAV in September, a new BG SICAV, China and India Fund of Funds. We are very successful with a flexible SICAV funds were launched last year. At June, we sold about 128 million, and to date, 142 million. Pension plans, I would like to underline also this. For sure, it's not the key mission of Banca Generali to sell pension plans due to our clients. To our clients' profile, we made no advertising about that. We didn't push on the network, but we sold to date about 5,000 contracts. That is, if you look at the figures that appear in these days on newspaper, you can consider that 5,000 of pension plans is a very, very good result. We wanted in page 14 to underline something about the marketing campaigns that we have now on air. The first is called Cambio Banca, to change bank, and is coming from the Bersani decree. This is giving much freedom to the client to change the bank with no cost. Also due to the very attractive conditions that we have on our current account, we are having very good results on this, and I already commented something on the net interest margin. A part of the increase of the volumes is also due to this new strategy called the Cambio Banca. Then we have the second marketing campaign is called the Chaxi Replica, and as you can see here, it's geared to optimize the client's asset allocation according to their risk reward profile and prospective financial market scenario. It's exactly what I said before. Already since some months, we were very cautious with our clients in the investment, and busy target, busy protection, as I said. And now I think that we can say that to have many very happy clients due to that. The third is insurance challenge to exploit pension plans. As I said before, we already sold the 5,000 contracts. Then we have the last line, it is new initiative to create value. Today the management board approved the request of the authorization for a management company in Luxembourg to manage BGC Cap. You see here the asset under management of the CCAP that we have now, it is called BGC Cap, that was born in July 06 from with a spin-off of the assets coming from General Investment CCAP, about 800 million euros. Then we have an increase month per month, just coming to have 1.5 billion euros of assets under management. We just requested today the authorization of Bank of Italy and to the Luxembourg authority to have a management company to manage BGC Cap. At the time being, the management company for BGC Cap was General Investment Cap. You remember that in the strategy of the bank, we split all the asset management production and we gave all the factories for the retail products to Banca Generali. This is the last step because in this way, our CCAP has a management company by its own. The last slide, wrap up what we said about this. You know that we always call our presentation Banca Generali built around the future, and I think that particularly now we can say that. We can consider that we have a positive market environment for the advice suppliers, that it can say that also consider a MIFID. An innovative business model to exploit the new market trends. And again, I think that it's very easy to say that. Proven asset gathering capabilities. We were also this year the number one in net inflows. We have a high quality distribution segmented according to client needs. And you look at just some minutes ago that we are more and more increasing the quality of our network. A rapid conversion of assets to value added products. And it is demonstrated by the increase of the asset profitability. We have a very highly scalable cost structure, and I think that the results of this first half definitely are very clear in this direction. And now we can say that our low exposure to the equity market volatility now is very, very good for us. Performance fees, first, and second, very low impact of the trading products, of the trading results. Combined with the increasing importance of the banking products, I can say that definitely the volatility, the exposure of Banca Generali to the equity market is modest. I have completed my presentation. I thank really all of you, and of course we are ready for any questions.
The first question is from Mr. Peter Testa of One Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. A couple of questions, please. And firstly, just to understand, on the quarterly basis, using the like-for-like net commissions, we're relatively flat with the assets up year on year and since the start of the year. I was wondering if you could give us some color as to how that worked out to be that way. Then the second question was related to the hiring of consultants. You made the point that most of your hiring of consultants for the year had seemed to have been done in the first half. Does that mean that you do not intend to recruit so aggressively in the second half with the associated provision? And then the last question is just on the establishment of the management company in Luxembourg. I was wondering, in addition to BGCCAV, what else you thought you might be able to do with this company in terms of whether you can transfer further redirect asset flows through the management company and maybe some influence, therefore, on the tax rate. Thank you.
Yeah, starting from the first question, the Met Commission already tried to comment the reason of the increase of 8% and the flat quarter-on-quarter. The reason are, as I said, the slow start of the year in the asset management products, and that was fully recovered by BG Target. And second, that in the second quarter, we accounted in the passive commissions, in the commission expense, we accounted something like 2.5 million euros of commissions that were paid to new recruited people that gave much more brilliant results that were not accounted in provisions of the last year. So this means that in the commission expense that you said that you saw here in the 67.1 million, there are roughly 2.8 million of commissions that were accounted due to the brilliant results of this guy. Last year, the same figure was 0.8 million.
Se posso aggiungere, poi magari Buratti può tradurre, c'è stata anche una scelta specifica di campo. Abbiamo preferito rallentare la trasformazione di masse raccolte attraverso reclutamento in prevalenza, ma anche di clienti storici nostri, per tre ovvi motivi. Le incertezze sui tassi, quindi abbiamo preferito rimanere corti, e a questo punto c'è più convenienza per noi e per i clienti tenere liquidità sui conti, margini interessanti per la banca ma anche tranquillità per i clienti. Le oscillazioni sull'azionario, avevamo delle aspettative di quello che poi è accaduto, questo è un piccolo storno, abbiamo preferito dove è possibile attendere. E i vantaggi che in questo momento i nostri conti correnti, quindi margini su interessi, dove, come diceva già l'amministratore delegato, un Euribor che paga per la clientela primaria 0,50-0,80 è un buon modo per mantenere legata la clientela. E quarto, ma non ultimo, come già stato detto, abbiamo un prodotto nuovo, questa BG Target, e come sapete le reti, quando sanno che c'è un nuovo prodotto in lancio, preferiscono attendere il nuovo prodotto piuttosto che andare su prodotti magari altrettanto validi ma già presenti in gamma.
Well, Buratti here. I try to translate Mr. Motta's speech. It was a precise choice, that of keeping more liquid assets within the client's portfolio, also considering the cautious stance that we took on the equity markets, and in addition you should consider that the interest margin, as described before by Mr. Girelli, is nice both to our clients and to ourselves due to the interesting spread. And finally, you know how FA network works, and let's say waiting for the launch of the BG Target, which is a very important product for us. I mean, all the network focus was on this high profitable product.
Yeah, as I already said before, looking at how the asset management product sales are going, we are very confident, we are fully confident that we can achieve by the end of the year fully the target of profitability. The second point, hiring of FAs, yes, I confirm that we accelerated in the first part of the year we accelerated our recruiting campaign. We did due to market conditions. We are going on to recruit people, particularly from other, from second league networks, and we are very successful about that. But we will have a lower amount of provisions in the second half of the year. The third question about the management company, if I well understood the question, we asked the authorization of having a management company to have all the benefits of having a management company managing the DG setup. As you see from the slide 15, you see that we had already since the beginning of 2007 a very good flow of funds in the SICAP, because the SICAP are very performing. The clients are glad to have a Luxembourgish product, because they have a fiscal advantage for the client. And third, we are going to launch a new product in the DG SICAP. So all in all, we expect a good increase. So we expect a good increase of the assets there.
Okay, part of the question was directed, if you go back many years now when Federum set up its Luxembourg business, not only did they set up products for new business, but they also set up products to transfer funds from Italian funds to the Luxembourg-based funds, which had a substantial benefit to their P&L. And I was wondering if you had a similar strategy or whether it was primarily focused on new asset flows.
Yes, primarily there is a focus on new assets. No, definitely primarily, because we have, as you see here, if you look at the figures of Italian mutual funds and the Luxembourg funds, you see that we have more or less an increase of both. And then we will see where we have more convenience to manage, also in terms of management in the product.
Right, okay. Thank you very much for the help.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have a few questions. One is related to the outlook for inflows for the second half of 2007. We are now running out of July. You can please provide us with an outlook if you are still having the success you have had in the last 12 months, and if you confirm your target or you lift your target of 2 billion assets inflows for 2007. The second question related to this is if you can give us some details on how the new recruit you have had in the last few months has contributed to the inflows for the period, and how much they can contribute from these in the future, from the second half onwards. The third question is on the BG target product. Can you give us an idea of the profitability of this kind of product? And the third question is if you can give us an idea of the average weighted performance of your assets to date. Thank you very much.
Okay, starting from the first, the weighted average performance, we have presented a slide on page 9 that is an official figure. If you have any... We were the number one since the beginning of 2004 to the end of June of 2007, with 25.26%, and definitely was the number one.
Is this including all the products or just the in-house?
All in-house.
Okay.
All in-house products.